If you're a well-informed millennial or just a lover of political satire, then you'll have heard of the Batuta Advocate. For those of you who haven't, it's one of the sharpest Australian news satire sites available, although its founders would insist it's not satire or fake news, but penetrating and incisive journalism. Those young founders joined me in the studio last month for what turned out to be one of our most popular interviews of the year. Clancy Overall and Errol Parker, welcome to the World Today studio.
Thanks for having us.
And congratulations on the success of the Batuta Advocate.
Congratulations on the success of the ABC.
It's 5 years since you launched online. How big is your audience now?
Big enough.
Big enough, I guess.
It's a bit too big, actually.
Yeah, we're starting to kind of, we're starting to fly a bit close to the sun, but it's...
In the millions, that's a responsibility that we don't take lightly. But I think taking the newspaper online, I think, was one of the worst things I've ever done. It's kind of taken the mickey out of what our newspaper used to be.
Look, I was going to ask you that because you two were very much in charge of getting the Batuta Advocate started online. What skills do each of you bring to that challenge?
Well, to be honest, Eleanor, it wasn't our decision. We thought social media was a fad. We were happy to remain in print, just with a local circulation that was decreasing by the day. And it actually came down to an intern. She was a millennial, and she really pushed this whole Facebook thing on us and, Twitter. And, she nearly got sacked. She was completely out of school saying those kind of things to us and kind of patronising us with all this, techno-literacy. But we ended up kind of crumbling. Just what's the worst that can happen? And, obviously now we are in the millions.
Errol, you, of course, have got some history with News of the World.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did that help in bringing the Batuta online?
I think it prepared us well for our rapid growth. I think that certainly helped us.
Errol brought this unique skill set to the Batuta Advocate and where he was able to get inside people's voicemails.
From that experience with News of the World.
Yeah. And there was a reason he had to leave England with his brother's passport quite quickly. But, Batuta's always been welcoming people like Errol with open arms. It's a good place to go to keep your nose clean.
One of the distinguishing features of the Batuta Advocate is its capacity to see the links between big stories that other news outlets often miss. For example, today you're running the story, Angus Taylor squats and coughs out a couple of water licences during New South Wales police strip search. Now, what are you trying to do with that story?
I guess it's what New South Wales Police Commissioner McMull is trying to do, which is to say that no one is above the law, and he is willing to strip search someone who isn't necessarily an underage woman.
Well, another story that you've got an exclusive on, similarly linking two big yarns, is Westpac board members begin quietly applying for vacant treasury position at the Vatican. Now, how did you get hold of that exclusive?
Oh, well, we do have a number of reporters around the world. When that story first came across our desk, obviously we had to vet that with legal, and they said, as long as you can prove it, there's nothing you should worry about.
It was similar kind of advice that Malcolm Turnbull gave the Victorian police when it was time to bring the Cardinal home. If you can prove it, go ahead.
There's another story in today's Batuta Advocate. Desperate scientists form Hillsong rock band in last-ditch effort to get the PM to listen to them.
Yeah, I guess it's all about getting the attention of the powers that be. You could spend 10 years studying a specific field with an underfunded public institution, or you could get on stage and sing about faith. And that seems to have worked for the CSIRO scientists.
Yeah, because we had another story about a month ago about another way that the CSIRO was trying to get through to the Prime Minister, and that was they went around the office and they tried to find the bloke with the deepest voice. He was tasked with calling the Prime Minister and pretending to be God and just trying to put the hard word on him,
Science is climate science, Scott. You must change your ways.
Basically, it was all about convincing the Prime Minister that the bushfires that are currently ravaging four states across Australia weren't part of the rapture, and that he probably should take this a bit more seriously.
They're not part of my plan, Scott.
So what do you say to mainstream media sites that call your paper a fake news site or possibly worse, satire?
It's a petty label. It's up there with the fake news. I guess that comes down to a tall poppy. We try and avoid that term, but it does feel like that. It does feel like that. It feels like people aren't prepared to accept such a raw brand of independent regional news.
Now, even though they might deride you as fake news, some mainstream media organisations have been known occasionally to rip off your stories. Mm. Can you give us a couple of examples?
Well, there was one Errol wrote about a...
It was about a parking ranger who accidentally booked himself, and then that ended up on the Today Show where they were reporting it as a story that Channel 9 had broken itself, which, of course, was not true. And then it ended up on, you know, the unsinkable Paul Barry's, you know, hit show Media Watch. Channel 9 got the wrong end of the stick.
There's also a story that got picked up internationally about the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, that one about...
We said they were going to introduce... Yeah, that was the story we broke about 3-on-3 at the
three
Brazil.
3-on-3 basketball at the Rio Olympic Games that was ripped and stripped by a US, now defunct...
Sports publisher.
...newspaper called Deadspin.
Kind of spread that around the world, and it was a breaking Batuta story. Yeah. It actually ended up in the Washington Post. It was pure plagiarism. We were plagiarised all the way to the top.
The founders of the Batuta Advocate there.